There's a mitzvah, the Torah says there's a mitzvah b'samachta b'chagecha. There's a mitzvah on Yom Tov that a person should be mesameach. Gemara says that this mitzvah simply actually applies to different people differently. The Gemara makes a drasha for a man, ein simcha ela b'basar b'yayin. So the mitzvah of simcha is fulfilled through the process of eating basar and drinking wine. The Rambam says this halacha of basar applies even b'zman hazeh. The Beis Yosef, however, finds that based on the Gemara, the Gemara is talking about the Psukim, the Gemara brings, it's talking about bringing a carbon chagiga and eating from the meat of the carbon chagiga. So the simcha, which is fulfilled through eating meat, is only b'tzman. You have the Beis Hamikdash. There's a mitzvah to eat basar from the carbon chagiga. B'tzman hazeh, we don't have the carbon chagiga. So there's no mitzvah to eat meat, no specific mitzvah to eat meat on Yom Tov. But the Magen Rambam says, but the Rambam is more not like that. The Rambam says that the mitzvah of Simchas Basar applies even b'zman hazeh, and therefore there's a mitzvah to eat Basar behema, Basar on Yom Tov, to eat meat on Yom Tov. The Baal comes along and says that this Rambam is referring to this halach of Basar, meaning specifically Basar behema, not even chicken, not fowl. You know, any type of chicken, but it's referred to simply basa behema. So there's a mitzvah to eat meat as opposed to some type of fowl, some type of chicken, etc. on Yom Tov. So a mitzvah to eat meat on Yom Tov. So how much do you have to eat? You have to eat a kazayas. A person has to eat a kazayas, one kazayas worth of meat on the Sudas Yom Tov by day, for sure. By night, it's questionable. But Sudah by day, a person should eat a kazayas of basar. According to the Beis Yosef, that b'zman hazeh, there's no mitzvah of eating basar. So a person wants to have, there's a minute, many people have a minute to have a milchuk meal on Yom Tov, on Shavuot specifically. So according to the Beis Yosef, that's fine. And according to the Beis Yosef, a person can be mekayim his mitzvah of simchas Yom Tov, eating a milchuk meal. But according to the Magen Avraham is machriya, that person should be cheshes for the Rambam. So a person should have a fleishig meal on Yom Tov. A person should not have a milchuk meal, not make a sudas Yom Tov milchuk. It should be fleishig according to the one setting on the Magen Avraham, which is the way the Mishabura paskens. So people who do that have a minute to have a milchuk kiddush as opposed to having a milchuk meal. They'll have a milchuk kiddush, and after the milchuk kiddush, they'll switch over to have a fleishig suda. So people who are having a milchuk meal are relying on the sheet of the Beis Yosef. Okay, those who are makbet, they have a fleishig meal. There is a minute to have milchiks. So they have the standard minute is they have a milchuk kiddush and then switch over to a fleishig meal. The Magen Avraham, the Ramah says that the minute actually was to have a fleish, start off the meal with milchiks. In the middle of the meal, switch over to fleishigs. Within one meal, a person washes, eats milchigs, and then switches over to fleishigs. So just want to point out, a person switches over from milchigs to fleishigs, the person has to be aware of three things. A person has to wash his hands between milchigs and fleishigs, that there shouldn't be any residue of the milchig on his hands when he's eating fleishigs. Fourth point, that the person should be, so number one, he has to wash his hands. There's a lach of kinuach and adacha that a person has to clean out his mouth through eating something, which is kinuach. Anything the person would eat would be sufficient for this, except, however, it says in the lach of three things do not work. One of them is flour, which is not really negayah to us. Bread, etc., that's fine. Flour is not negayah to us. But one of them, which is negayah, is yarkis. Yarki is not acceptable, so vegetables, salad, etc., would not be considered a valid act of kinuach between milchigs and fleishigs. And a person should drink something in between. A person also has to switch if the bread which is on the table, bread which is used on the table, and obviously the table, the cloth, etc., so in any case, there's any residue of milchigs on the tablecloth, and the bread which is used with the milchigs has to be switched over from taken off and changed to a new tablecloth, etc., and new bread. You cannot use the same bread that you used for the milchigs for fleishigs. And that's the Ramah says, that's actually the reason why this is the minute to do like this. He says, and that's how you're mekayim shtei alechem, because you're forced to eat two different breads. And we brought the korban shtei alechem on Shavuos. So therefore, we eat it, do it as such. It forces us to start out with one loaf of bread, and switch over to the second loaf of bread. We end up with m'shtei lechem, two loaves of bread. Regards to the mitzvah of simchas yayin, it's revius of yayin. There's a discussion in halacha: are you mekayim the simcha with grape juice? Many people raise the question that you cannot be mekayim simcha with grape juice. That's interesting. The Rosh Shlomo Zalman was held that there's no question you can be mekayim with grape juice. And they told him that Rabbi Yasher Shlita holds that you can't do with grape juice. He says they don't know what why he says that. That's considered yayin. And that's the yain that has a look of yain in the Gemara, and your mekayim the mitzvah simchas yomtiv with yain. So a person with grape juice. So a person can fill the mitzvah if he's more comfortable drinking grape juice. He should have a revius of grape juice during the meal, besides what you're making kiddusha. And if a person wants to do it with yain, a person should have a revius of yain besides what you drink from the kiddush. A person should have a revius of yain, which is about 3 ounces worth of yain, not a great tremendous amount of your wine. They have 3 ounces, 3.3 ounces of wine during the meal in order to make the mitzvah of simchas yomtiv b'basar b'yayin. Have a good yom.